Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Art Rubel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Hankins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Hankins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel hits a line drive into right field. Summa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summa. Gehringer moves to third. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fonseca scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive towards third. Warner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNulty who is chasing the ball. Wingo reaches third base with a triple. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wingo scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball four. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Tavener moves to second. One out. Don Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins strikes out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns scores. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Basler and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. McNulty goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rubel hits a line drive towards third. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wingo hits a fly ball towards center. McNulty settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McNulty. Gehringer scores. Wingo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson is hit by the pitch. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa bunts towards the mound. Hankins fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tavener hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNulty who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavener tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Don Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins strikes out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rubel. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. Jameson moves to third. It's Tigers, 3. Indians, 3. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball towards center. Maynish catches it and throws to second to double up Summa. Jameson tags and scores. It's 4-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4. And the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wingo strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Taubner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin fires to first and has Taubner trapped. There's the throw to Sewell, who tags Taubner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. McNulty moves to second. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner misplays the ball. That's an error on Taubner. Sewell scores. McNulty moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rubel, who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. McNulty scores. Hudlin goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. Ed Wells now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oney Carroll pinch runs for Johnny Basler. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carroll moves to second. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rubel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Rubel reaches second base with a double. Carroll scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Indians. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rubel scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rubel, who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Tavner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hodapp. Tavner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Ed Wells. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 4 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp is called out on strikes. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rubel. Jameson reaches second base with a double. McNulty moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rubel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McNulty, who is chasing the ball. Rubel reaches third base with a triple. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Wingo hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.